You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the third and final installment of the Afar miniseries. This is your host, Christopher Sims. In this segment, I'll have one of the Afar supervisors, Emma Brennan, who's a longtime veteran of the program. She served several seasons as a volunteer student and as a volunteer supervisor, so it'll be interesting to hear her perspectives as they've changed throughout the years. I'll also have several of the students who have served with the program. Some of them are newcomers, some of them are longtime veterans. We'll hear in their own words their thoughts on the program and their experiences and what all of it means to them. Now, on with the show. All right, so we've got Emma Brennan here, and she's a longtime veteran of the Afar program. Emma, when did you get started with Afar, and what made you get involved in the first place?
Well, I started with the program the summer after my eighth grade year.
Wow.
And yeah, I just did it because I thought Mr. Saunders was really cool, and I thought it would be a really fun trip, and I thought going to Belize would be a really cool experience, and I'd really never done anything like that before.
Yeah. Yeah. So had you been to Spain also?
No, the Spain trip actually didn't even exist when I started.
Wow, so that's really cool. So when you started as, so I guess you were like a rising ninth grader at the time. Cool. So how has your experience changed over the years then? Because now you're a freshman in college.
Sophomore.
Geez, time flies.
I know, it's even weirder. Well, at first it was really cool because I was like one of the younger kids, and so everyone kind of like mentored me a lot, and I got a lot of help and stuff. And then as I came back every year, I got a lot more like responsibility, and people would like trust me to do things, and it was really cool to like to kind of figure out how to do things on my own. And like I'd never like learned about it in a class or anything. I just learned from experience and from doing it. And so that's really cool to been able to be able to get more experience just from being there on site and doing stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's been really cool to watch, you know, how things have changed for you from my perspective over the past like 3 years, and to see that, like, you know, you're getting like more and more autonomy in the program.
Yeah.
And you've taken on supervisory roles, like you've been leading your own excavation teams, and you've got your own excavation units. And also, like, you've had a lot of face time with other, like, college-level researchers. What's that been like? Because, like, you were working with Amber and Tony with the Belize Valley Archaeological Recon Project.
Yeah, well, it's really cool. At first, it just started as something that I thought was like fun to do in the summer. And then as I got older and like started thinking about what I was going to do with my life, it was cool to see that, it was cool to see like what people actually do and like that this is like someone's job. And it was like cool to be a part of their research and like see that if I wanted to do something, like what it would be like to have my own like research team. And I just really got to learn a lot by like interacting with them and seeing how they conduct their research and what they study. And it's been really cool.
That's awesome. So like, what have been some lessons that you've been able to take away from the program?
I've pretty much learned that you could really do anything with it. Like, I really just, I remember in eighth grade when I started with the program, I was like, yeah, I don't want to be an archaeologist. Like, it's fun. Like, anthropology is cool. But I was like, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And it's just been really cool to, like, meet so many different people who do so many different things with pretty much the same field. And so it's just really shown me that, like, if I really enjoy it, and that's something I want to do, that you don't just have to like dig in dirt every day. You can know, you can like, you can teach people, you can do podcasts, you can like, you can do all this cool stuff with it. It's not just like restricted to one thing, which I really didn't know until I saw it.
Yeah, that's awesome, because I mean, you can really make anything happen with archaeology. It's been neat to work with, especially the team that Afar brings together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got various PhDs, we've got ceramicists, sometimes we get lithic specialists or faunal specialists or osteologists.
Yeah.
And
even like, even when Mr. and Mrs. Thomas came, and like seeing like the art teachers come on the trip,
yeah.
And, like, you can actually do anything with it. It's been really eye opening.
Yeah, that is cool. So you're at Sewanee now, and mm-hmm. You're studying anthropology at Sewanee.
Yeah.
Has Afar kind of shaped your trajectory in college so far?
I definitely think it has. Well, first it was a cool way to bond with my teachers. Like my first year, kind of like freshman orientation class, I got to pick what field I wanted to study, and I picked archaeology, and I bonded with my teacher. Like, she did some work in Belize, and I was like, oh my gosh, I go to Belize every summer. And that was really cool. And now my anthropology teacher, last year she told me that I could actually write about what I did over the summers in Belize. I could write about it for like my honors paper to graduate with honors in anthropology if I decided to do that. And I just
nice.
Thought that was really cool. Like, I could get an independent study credit for it. And also, it's been really helpful just to kind of already understand what you're talking about in class. You know, like in my fields methods class, or like in my anthropology of Europe class, like I kind of have a different feel for it than the other students who haven't really like done actual anthropology work.
Yeah. I mean, Afar gives all of its participants such a rare opportunity. You know, when I was an undergrad, I came out of undergrad only having the field experience that I'd got through BVAR. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, now you're a sophomore and you've got, what, 6 years of field experience under your belt. That's a really rare position to be in. So, you know,
yeah.
Your perspective is very unique and pretty cool. Like, you can contribute a lot to your peers along the way.
Yeah, it's been really helpful.
Yeah. So do you plan to keep your involvement up with Afar? Are you going to transition to other field programs?
I have no idea. That's a really stressful question.
Well, no worries. I mean, as you know, with Afar and really like any field school, a lot of last minute planning has to happen with
just the way
it goes. So I'm sure we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, I definitely feel like if it's something I want to do, I feel like, you know, that I feel like that would always be an option.
Uh-huh.
But obviously, I want to kind of branch out and try new things. But it's really hard to leave. Like,
yeah.
I think about doing other stuff. I'm like, oh, but I'm going to miss the summer in Belize.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me really sad. But it also has made me a lot more confident in, like, my ability to go out and do something else. Just because I've, like, been given a lot of responsibility with Afar, even though I've had, like, no formal training or anything other than that field school. So I don't know. I feel like whatever I decide to do, I'll be prepared.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
What a great position to be in.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Emma. And I look forward to staying in touch and seeing all the other projects you get involved with in the future.
Thanks.
All right, so I've got Caroline Elliott here, who's been a veteran student of the program. She has served 3 field seasons with the Afar program. And Caroline, all 3 of them have been in the Belize field school, right?
No, I served my first field season in Spain, in Zaruta de los Canes. Yeah.
Nice. Well, so I guess the first question I have is, what have your experiences with the program been like?
Well, obviously, being like having this opportunity as where I first started when I was rising freshman and going to a different country and exploring into their culture and helping them uncover their past that they didn't even know about was, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And then when I went to Belize, it's the, you know, same feeling. It's their history and you're trying to help them uncover, you know, people that they may have known or in places they lived and stuff like that. And so, I mean, it's just an incredible experience. And I love doing it. It's enjoyable as much as it is interesting to uncover everything.
Yeah. And I know, like, we get a lot of like FaceTime with the local workers who come and help us out on the site in Belize. And for me, it's always been interesting to see their connection to Maya heritage and the Maya sites. And, you know, even though these volunteers and workers who come in help us out, you know, even though they don't have like formal college experience or academic training, these people can be like incredibly skilled and gifted. So I feel like there's a lot that anybody can learn from that. So it's pretty neat to see their connection to it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's crazy when you like some of these people are younger than me that we work with, and they're more skilled than me at some aspects of this. It's really cool.
Yeah, me too. So what are some of the lessons that you've been able to take away from your years with AFAR?
So, obviously, I know it's cliche, but teamwork, obviously, you have to be able to work with people to do this.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you're in your unit, you can't have any, you can't be the boss over somebody. You have to just work as a unit and work as a team. So obviously a lot of bonding has come through that, and I've made a lot of friends through AFAR.
So you're, what, a junior or a senior in high school?
I'm a junior in high school.
So you're getting ready to, like, probably by the end of this school year, you'll be looking at which universities you want to apply to and all that. So have your experiences with AFAR shaped how you're thinking about college and how you're thinking about the future of your academic career?
For sure. I've taken a couple anthropology classes, and I do love it. And also working with bones, when I did that more in Spain, we see a couple faunal remains in Belize.
Yeah.
But I really love working with bones, and so I want to pursue something in the medical field with that.
Uh-huh.
But maybe like a minor in anthropology or something, because I do love it, and it's a fascinating course, and it's really important to how we as humans are, and we need to know about it, so...
Yeah, definitely. That's a great perspective, you know, to see, you know, the kind of outlooks and worldviews that anthropology can give you, no matter what field of study you end up pursuing. So do you plan to continue your involvement with the AFAR program?
I do. I might have to take a break this year, uh-huh, just because financially.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely return for my senior year, and I'll definitely go back to Belize, because Belize is by far my favorite place on this earth.
Yeah, it's a pretty special place.
It is amazing.
Yeah. So what's it been like to come back to the quote-unquote real world after your summers in Belize?
It's kind of strange, because it's like you want to talk about all of the stuff that you've been doing and what you found and how it ties into, like, how the architecture ties back into their culture, but people just, they don't know about that stuff, and so when you try to talk to them about it, they're like, that's so cool, and I'm like, yeah, but it's even more than that.
Yeah, it's not just a vacation, it's like you're actually out there working and, like, producing research.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard, because people just don't understand. Like, they think, oh, it's a super cool trip that you can put on your college, and it's like, mm-hmm, it's so much more than that. I mean, you learn so much from it.
That's very cool. Well, thanks, Caroline, for your comments on the AFAR program, and I look forward to working with you again in the future. It's been a great 3 years.
Of course. Awesome. Well, I hope you have a great summer in Portugal, if that's where you decide to go.
Yeah, I'm going to be directing Afar's new field school in
Portugal. Oh, awesome. Yeah. That would be so cool.
And Matt Saunders and I have been talking about possibly still being involved in Belize, because like you said, I mean, I love Belize. It's going to be really hard for me to tear myself away from that.
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I'm glad that I got to talk to you about all this.
Yeah, it's great talking with you, and good luck with your school year.
Thanks.
All righty, see ya.
Women in Archaeology is a show about archaeology by the Women of Archaeology. An alternating panel of women archaeologists discuss the issues in archaeology that impact professionals and the public every day. Check out Women in Archaeology for a different perspective on the past today at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/WIA. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, so now I've got Hannah Dyer with me here, and she's been with the program a few years. Hannah, how many years have you been with Afar?
Hey, so I've been with the program for 2 years. I went last summer, and then I went this summer too.
Okay, cool, and both were in Belize. And yeah, so what initially made you get involved with the Afar program?
Well, actually, my older brother went on the project a year before me, and him coming home telling me, you know, how awesome the trip was, I really just wanted to, like, get involved and learn more about it. So I reached out to Matt Saunders and asked him more about the trip, and it really just, like, stuck out to me as something that I want to do. You know, I really like to expand my horizons, so getting out of my comfort zone, doing stuff like that really sounded interesting to me, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I had worked with Jake, your older brother, the first year I was with Afar in Belize, I think. He was great to work with, too, and it was cool for me to see you just in the past 2 years. Like last year, you kind of took on some more leadership and responsibility in recording excavation data and kind of keeping everybody on track and stuff. So it was neat to see that develop. But from your perspective, what have you been able to take away from the program, and kind of what have you gained through your experiences?
I think I definitely have taken away, you know, it opens your eyes to how big the world around you is, because you learn so much about, you know, the past lives and different areas, and you really think to yourself, like, wow, you know, this world and life is so much bigger than just my day-to-day routine. Like, it just opened my eyes so much to, you know, these people, you know, that lived so long ago, but, like, you know, they still have the same sort of values and traditions and stuff that people today do. So I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah, definitely. So where do you see yourself going in the future with this? Do you want to keep your involvement up with Afar?
Yeah, definitely. I was looking into, I think Saunders opened up a couple new trips for our school, and he opened one to Greece, and I was like really interested in that one. Nice. I don't know if I'm going for sure. I was looking at Portugal too.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to continue with the program.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing the Portugal field school. I'll be the director over there. And as I was talking to Caroline earlier, it's going to be really hard for me to pull myself away from Belize, because I feel like I've invested so much of myself in that program that, you know, I kind of want to see it keep going. But, you know, there might come a time when I have to pull myself away and do other things.
Yeah, definitely. I was having that that same issue, because I love Belize so much, you know, all the people that, like, I feel like part of me is there. Like, that's part, like, I know people there. I've become familiar with it. Like, it just feels to it like it feels weird to be going away from that.
Yeah.
Because I love it so much, but at the same time I also want to learn more about different places too.
Yeah, definitely. Gain new experiences and maybe even see more opportunities elsewhere. So
yeah, for sure.
You're what, a junior in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Has your experience with AFAR shaped any of your decisions that you're making in regard to college? Because like at the end of your junior year, I think you'll be kind of looking at colleges and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. It has, because it really opened my eyes to the fact that I know for sure now that when I graduate in the career path that I choose, I don't want to do something where I'm just, you know,
sitting inside in an yeah. office. You know, I want to be like hands-on doing something, helping people, you know, help learn different things about the environment. Like, I want to do something
that I feel like I actually am contributing to the planet and the world around us.
That is awesome. That's such a good perspective to gain.
Yeah, I've definitely learned that, because before I didn't really know. I was like, oh, maybe I want to be a doctor or do something in business. But now I definitely know, like, I do not want to be stuck inside an office all day.
Yeah. I had, when I first went to college, I had started off thinking I would be an engineer and learned the hard way that I really sucked at everything that it takes to be an engineer. And so I had like this kind of like crisis of like, oh, well, what do I do now? And came into archaeology and ended up gaining a very similar perspective. I was like, oh, wow, I'm like kind of doing something way bigger than myself here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for your time, Hannah. And I look forward to hearing about more of your experiences with AFAR next summer.
Yeah, of course.
All righty. I'll see you.
Okay, bye.
All right, so we're here with Emily Scott, and she is a senior at Davidson Day. Thanks for making time to do the podcast with us this morning.
No problem, dude.
Nice. And so you've been with the AFAR program for a couple years now in Belize, and what initially drew you to join the program?
I had seen a couple friends go to Belize, and I wanted to try something different. It seemed really interesting, and yeah.
Nice. And what have you been able to take away from the program? Like, what have your experiences been like down there?
I think the biggest thing was just getting introduced to a new culture and just seeing that, being able to interact with families there. And that really changed my perspective on culture and, yeah.
Nice. And how about the archaeology aspect of it? What has it been like for you to participate in the excavations?
Well, honestly, being able to uncover history is just like an amazing experience, and being able to be a part of that is truly a blessing. Like, yeah.
Nice. And so you're a senior now, and I'd wager you're probably starting to look at your picks of colleges and stuff like that. Has AFAR done anything for you to kind of enhance your opportunities while you're looking at colleges?
Yeah, it has. And talking with the admissions counselors at colleges, and they're really impressed with the work that we've done out there and
nice.
The idea of the program. So
that's awesome. And so how about with anthropology in general? Are you looking at maybe taking that as an elective while you're in college?
Not at the moment, but it's not just the archaeology part that's been like different for me. It's just the whole experience. So
yeah, definitely. So has it shaped like how you're thinking about your future at all?
Definitely.
Nice. So like in terms of seeking out opportunities, or maybe, you know, having your eyes open to experiences overseas and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely opened my eyes to that. And I'm looking to do study abroad in college. And yeah.
Nice. And so going overseas isn't a new experience for you either, right? Because you're originally from the UK, right?
Yes. And I lived in Switzerland for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Cool. And I guess a random question. What has it been like for you to work with your brother in the program?
Well, me and my brother before, we weren't really that close, but being able to travel with him, mostly without our parents, and I think that we've gotten a little bit closer, shared friends too.
Definitely. Well, that's really cool. And it's been kind of neat to see, you know, like family go through the program together. And, you know, sometimes an older sibling and a younger sibling go through the program together. So that's really cool. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about your experiences down in Belize?
I don't think so, no.
Nice. Well, thanks again for joining the podcast.
No problem.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. All right. And we're back with our final student for this last episode of the Afar mini-series. We've got John Woods here from Davidson, North Carolina.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us this morning, John.
You're welcome.
Well, so how long have you been with the Afar program, and what made you get into it in the first place?
I've been in it for 2 years, and this upcoming year will be my third year. And really just Mr. Saunders being at our school, I like him a lot as a person and as a teacher.
Yeah.
So he really kind of drew me into the program. I had a lot of friends involved with it. I haven't really traveled too much, or I hadn't really traveled too much, so that was kind of another thing that really interested me about this. It was, you know, just expanding my horizons, getting to try something new. You know, I'm really glad I did it. So I found something that I love doing, and a lot of my friends are involved, so I got to travel with them.
Nice. Well, I guess that leads me to this question. So, you worked with your friends and all that for a couple of years, and you're planning on joining next year too. What has it been like to come back to the quote unquote like real world, as it were? You know, has it changed your friendships, and has it changed, like, what is the Afar program changed for you?
As far as relationships go, it's really strengthened the bond that I've had with a lot of people. I play soccer, and basically my whole soccer team was there, so we got to bond there a lot, you know, increase our friendship. And then people who I've been friends with really since kindergarten, actually, I've even got to know them a lot better. And just working together, you know, in the same area, in the same space, trying to achieve the same goal, it just creates a new kind of bond.
Yeah, that's really cool. And it's been awesome working with you for the past couple of years too, and you know, seeing your skills sharpen and, you know, kind of become a leader in the excavation unit.
Thank you.
Well, so I guess what other skills have you been able to take away from this and apply to your day-to-day life?
Well, archaeology, it's really educated me in qualities such as dedication. You know, the days we had in the working, most of the working days, they were long.
Yeah.
They were, you know, they were hot and vigorous work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just really learned the importance of hard work and dedication. And, you know, it's frustrating sometimes while I'm there, but I kind of welcome the tests and the challenges, and they've allowed me to grow in a lot of different aspects of my life.
Yeah.
And in the future, I love archaeology and I love doing it. I love traveling, but I don't see I don't really see that much of a future in it, but I'm definitely going to take the patience and the dedication that's instilled in me. I'm going to take it to college. I'm going to take it to the rest of my life. It's kind of, you know, when I'm doing it, I feel centered, calm, and I just really can't wait. I really want to see what these lessons, you know, what I'm really going to learn from them in the end.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of things you draw upon later on and, you know, look back on, you know, even if you don't end up pursuing archaeology as, you know, an academic pursuit or as a profession. I think that there's a lot to draw on in your day-to-day life just as a person.
Yeah.
Looking forward then to, you had said you're already planning on going back to Afar. Are you looking at the Belize program?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm definitely looking at either Belize or Portugal.
Uh-huh.
I kind of want to try something new and be experienced, you know, just have the first experience with a new program.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really valuable. But I also want to go back to Belize because, you know, it's what I know. I want to continue the work on the ball court that I've been doing.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really interesting to see how that turns out.
Yeah, it's nice to take some ownership in a project like that and want to, you know, see it go to completion. But like you had pointed out, patience is something that you've taken away from the program. And I feel like I've taken that away from all of the programs I've worked on too. So that's something, you know, I'm going to be moving on to the Portugal field school and I'll be directing that. And I'm definitely going to be pulling on a lot of patience to start that one up because,
yeah,
as I'm sure you've seen, it's kind of a rocky start to any field season just because there's so many things involved to, you know, get together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely understand that.
Well, that's awesome. Do you have any other thought on AFAR that you'd like to share?
It's a really good program. It takes you out of your comfort zone. You know, I wasn't really sure. And the first time I went, it was my summer of ninth grade year.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't really sure how I would feel about, you know, being away from home for 2 weeks in a whole new environment, whole new country. But, you know, it's really taken me out of my comfort zone. I'm really thankful for that. I'm glad I did it. And because of AFAR, I've kind of felt more comfortable with trying new things. And also, when I kind of feel that with AFAR, it would be really easy to find your passion there.
Yeah.
If you're in, like, academically interested in archaeology.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good thing for people to try.
Yeah. So, have you been to the Maya at the Lago conferences? I'm not sure how in depth, you know, Davidson Day promotes that among the students.
No, I haven't been there yet, but I'm going there next year.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah. Well, I'll look forward to working with you either in Portugal or Belize and seeing you at the next Maya at the Lago conference. And thanks so much for making time for this, John.
I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to this special mini-series on the AFAR program. To learn more, go to goafar.com or contact me, Christopher Sims, at christopher@godigahole.com. Be sure to check out the other great shows on the Archaeology Podcast Network at archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.